Today, we are celebrating the last Sunday of the liturgical year, a feast in honor of Christ the King. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and this feast is relatively recent in the church calendar. It was instituted in 1925 by Pope Pius XI. Looking at the world less than 10 years after World War I, and seeing how everything seemed headed toward another world war more terrible than the first, he knew that there would be no justice and peace in the world unless Jesus reigned as King over the hearts of every human person, every city, every nation. In his encyclical letter announcing this feast of Christ the King, Pope Pius XI wrote the following: "If to Christ our Lord is given all power in heaven and on earth, if all people purchased by his precious blood are by a new right subjected to his dominion, if this power embraces all people, it must be clear that not one of our faculties is exempt from his empire. He must reign in our minds, which should assent with perfect submission and firm belief to revealed truths and to the doctrines of Christ. He must reign in our wills, which should obey the laws of God. He must reign in our hearts, which should spurn natural desires and love God above all things and cleave to him alone. He must reign in our bodies and in our members, which should serve as instruments for the interior sanctification of our souls." End quote. So having heard these words of Pope Pius XI, let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus, reign over me. May your kingdom come and your will be done in me today and always. Amen.